your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, at the world headquarters of Genesis Communications Network. Today we're going to talk with Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons has run for office, and we're going to talk about what happened when he ran for office in his home state of Tennessee. You've heard him call into USAprepares.com as Mike from Tennessee. Mike has risen to become an instructor at USAprepares.com. And you may also. So if you have something that you think is what we should hear, and you're knowledgeable about it, and you're passionate about it, send me an email. Vincent at USAprepares.com. We're going to talk about what happens when a person runs for office. I ran for office. I ran for school board director. I was defeated. I received only 1/8 of the votes. Nobody knew who I was. But the rally to keep the status quo was unbelievable. The superintendent of schools marshaled all the forces that she could to keep the existing board of directors, because they knew that if I got in there, I'd fire her. I would make it a nonstop mission to fire her for the extravagance, the waste of money, the lack of performance of the school's networked computers, the lack of books for the students to take home for homework. And I wanted the students to be educated, which was her job. To stop me, they marshaled the forces to prevent me from being elected as a representative of the people. Today we're going to discuss what happened to Mike Parsons. He ran at a higher level, and he experienced pretty harsh results. You can hear about that. I suggest you keep your dial tuned to USA Prepares for the next 2 hours. You will not believe what happened to Mike Parsons. And then we're going to talk about operating a vehicle without a driver's license and asserting your rights if you choose to do so. And one of our instructors, Craig Douglas, does that all the time. He spends a lot of time in court, but he chooses to do so. And he always, always wins. He's the radiation detection guy. You saw him at the Get Prepared Expo. You've seen it at all of our expos. He's been on the air, and he's been at the meetups. So today, Mike Parsons ran for office. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Mike. You know, you really did pay a high price for running for office to try to take back your county in Tennessee. You know, being a patriot has its price. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, a lot of them paid a very, very high price. And they got targeted by the system. And that's what's happening to us. So, Mike, why don't we start with, you want to start with that? You want to start with running for office? Why you wanted to run for office?
We can. And first, let me comment by saying that this is the first time I will have spoken of this issue, these backstory issues, if you will, ever on radio since this whole ordeal began back in 2001. And that seems odd since I have the ability to call into so many shows, and I actually had my own radio show for about 2 years. But during that time when I had that show, I was barred from speaking about my own personal issues on my own show where I paid for the airtime. But that was the deal. That was the only way they would let me on. I could talk about anything else, but they did not want this story to get out. So this will be the first time ever on any radio station that I have spoken of this at any length at all. So
here it goes.
Okay.
So, Mike, let's start with why would anyone want to run for office in a community? Why did you do that?
Well, I don't seek power. I don't seek position or fame. I could care less about that. I was fed up with the corruption. The bottom line is that I was under attack for doing my everyday things. My family was being attacked. Other people in the community minding their own business were being attacked. And systematically, a corrupt backwoods mafia was destroying our community. No businesses could move to the area. There were no good jobs. Anybody that worked in the county was limited to working for the government, which were the highest paying jobs, or agriculture, or a few $8 and $10 an hour jobs. That was it, and that's the way they wanted it. It was a closed shop. We're talking about backwoods mafia 101 tactics. What you see going on in Washington, they have perfected to an art in the county in which I now reside. But that being said, if you do nothing, nothing ever changes. And, well, I decided to engage the system on my website. And if people want to go there, it's mikeparsons.org. Now, let me explain something to you. When you go to it, it's not going to make a lot of sense. You're going to see one section that says, you know, here's the story about his incarceration. Here's the story about him running for office. Here's part of his radio show with some bits and pieces of some shows that are archived. But it doesn't really make any sense. And part of that is because I've just recently reacquired access to the website just about a week ago. And so it's been sitting idle since virtually November 23rd, 2009, the day I was convicted. And so what I would like to try to do is give the backstory, what led up to this. And in my platform, I'll just start with that, and I'll let you know what the platform is. And this will kind of give you a real clue as to why they did not want me in that office. I was going to impose a moratorium on eminent domain immediately. Now, some of the things that the county executive, that's the same as the county mayor that I ran for, it's the top job, you have a certain amount of oversight over every county department, including the zoning department, roads, and land acquisitions. I was going to put an immediate moratorium on eminent domain to prevent the county from implementing smart growth or Agenda 21. I couldn't really call it Agenda 21. They called it smart growth, so I had to use their verbiage because they would glaze over and tune out if I tried to explain it. You really don't have that much time with most people. They don't understand. And so now that people are awake and understand it, it's known. But back in 2008 when I ran, oh, I'm sorry, 2006, the election was in 2006. But at that time, I was aware of it. And the things that I was going to implement would eliminate Agenda 21 immediately in the county that I was at. Professional standards. I would go through every department and demand that everybody be professional to the citizens, and that if they are being complained on, that I would review those complaints, and those people would either straighten up and treat people with dignity, or they would be gone, because there's too many cases of people that have been basically ignored. They would be hung up on. They would be denied access to the government services because they're not one of the good old boy. They're not on that ladder system of, you know, upward mobility within that structure. I was also going to do something that no one could stand, and that was an audit of every county government office. I'd been speaking with the county comptroller, and I had the last 20 years audit where he had cited fraud and basically theft straight out of the county executive's office from the sheriff's department, equipment that was never reported stolen that had been stolen. There was no accounting for this. $60,000 here, $40,000 here. Money that was taken right out of different budgets, they didn't have a clue as to where it went. Well, I was going to do an audit and demand that the Attorney General prosecute. We were going to clean house. Also, I was going to make the area more conducive to industries. I had Toyota looking at bringing their truck plant to this area. I, former manager of Federal Express, I have contacts in different industries. One of those was Toyota, and I was able to speak with one of their higher-up individuals that's over the placement of their facilities, and they were looking very seriously at moving the plant, which would have brought 5,000 jobs to the community, averaging $40,000 a year. In a community where the average wage is less than $30,000 a year and virtually everybody else has to leave the county to find employment, that would bring jobs, growth. People could go to school, get a job, retire, do all these things, hire good attorneys if they need to go up against the old boy network corrupt system, whatever. And I was going to institute term limits. I was going to eliminate retirement for elected officials so that it's a service. You go in, you serve your one or two terms, you go in and do something else. Let somebody else get in there and drive the train for a while. They could not stand that. And because of that, they had to shut me down. If you go to the website, you're going to see on one of the pages, there is a, well, it's actually the home page. If you look at the bottom, you will see a photograph that shows, well, it's a screenshot from a local TV station the night of the election. It says Tipton County Executive. These are election results at 9:47 that night, and I would be the one on top, Parsons, with 79% of the vote, 4,282 votes, and my opponent, with 21% of the vote, had right at 1,142 votes. This is with the early returns coming from the county seat where he had the most support. He'd been in office for 20 years. I'm a guy that's just got a bunch of good ideas. I'm not a political panderer. I'll talk to anybody. I've even got a 3-foot-long ponytail. I'm Native American. I don't look like a politician, but I know the issues, and I can certainly articulate a point to people that have a concern about problems in the community. I can let them know what I would do and the direction I would try to take the county.
Mike, hold that thought. We're going into a break. Mike Parsons, he's going to tell us about what happened when he ran for office. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons with us. Mike, we're talking about you were running for office, and you were going to put a moratorium on eminent domain. And right here in Missouri, down the road from us, is Baker Creek Seed. And I was at a Industrial Development Authority meeting years ago, and Baker Creek wanted to widen the road, and they wanted to pave the road because maybe several miles down off the main paved road is their farm. And they have an event annually, and it brings lots of people and lots of dust, and there's a traffic jam, so they wanted to straighten out the road. And so I was at this meeting, and they were talking about it, and the county approved about $46,000 to do a study and figure out where they were going to steal people's property in order to straighten out the road, because you cannot straighten out a road without stealing farm property in the county where I live. So I was absolutely outraged that Baker Creek was willing to let their neighbors' farms be stolen, or parts of their farms, to straighten out the road so people would have a quicker and easier path to Baker Creek farm, Baker Creek Seed, because that's where they happen to be. The point is, if Baker Creek wants people to come to an event, then they should have property that is accessible to those people rather than allow or encourage the county to steal their property through eminent domain. So if you're ever wondering why Baker Creek Seed is not invited to the Get Prepared Expo, now you know. And if you ever wonder why Baker Creek is not invited to be on this broadcast, now you know. Mike, please continue.
Yeah, that's part and parcel of that old boy network of corruption. And
if you're not on the ladder,
you don't get to engage the system or play the game. But the problem with that ladder system that they keep forgetting is that if someone just above them on the next rung up comes up against them, they lose every time. Now, yes, they can defeat a person at a lower rung on the ladder. The system supports itself of corruption. They see who is in the positions of power, and they will instinctively support that corrupt system or that corrupt person because that's the way they operate. They operate in this pack mentality of hierarchy, and that is the height of tyranny and corruption. In my case, I didn't really answer your question. Why did I run? When we bought our property, we had a few problems. When we're moving out here, one night my wife called that one of our females, our alpha female, dug out from underneath her area where she was, you know, kept. We put up fences and everything to keep our wolf hybrids in so that we didn't have to worry about them, you know, wandering off and anybody doing anything to them. And the female got out, and as my wife is following her across our fields, she crosses into the tree line shadow, and my wife, who's maybe 40 yards behind her, this is right at sundown, hears a barrage of gunfire, and it's the guy that lives behind us shooting at our dog, and on the fourth or fifth round, she heard Shadow yell out. She was hit. And my wife called me, and I came home as fast as I could. Within an hour, I was 50 miles away driving over. And I went to investigate. It was dark then. It was raining then, and I couldn't find anything. And I called the neighbor's number. I wasn't able to get anybody to answer the phone. And the next day, we went out, and the guy's putting up electric fence around his chicken coop and around his backyard area. And I asked him, and he said, well, no, we saw a coyote. I said, well, where's the coyote at? Oh, it's 10 feet away from me. I said, sir, coyotes will not get within 10 feet of you. That was my dog. What did you do with her? I know that you shot her. My wife heard you. I'd called the police the night before, the sheriff's department. They never responded. I did file a report. They never did anything. I tried to encourage this guy because I knew if we're going to be neighbors, we've got to be able to communicate. And I invited him and his wife over. I said, come over, let me show you my animals, my pets, my family. These are family members, not livestock. You need to come see our family so that you know when you see them, you don't shoot at them. And as they were walking away, his wife said, you should have told them. Which clearly is an indication to me he did it.
Mike Parsons, one of your family was shot by a neighbor. Your wolf hybrid. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. You've got your.
Take my. You've got the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Michael Parsons is with us, and Mike's from Tennessee, Tipton County. He heard the shot. He heard his dog cry out. He heard his neighbor's wife say, "You should have told him." Mike, what happened to the dog? Was the dog shot? Did they kill the dog? Did you ever see the dog again? What happened?
We never saw her again. They would never admit to anything. And ultimately, the sheriff's department refused to do anything whatsoever. And then I took the guy to court, tried to hold him responsible financially, and more insult to injury, the judge just dismissed it, didn't care about it, appealed it, and went on up the system, and they just totally ignore the law. They just don't care. Unless you've got multiple eyewitnesses and videotapes, you know, the fact that my wife observed this person shooting at our dog, even though it was dark and she could see the figure, she couldn't say, yes, I could see his face, but it was on his property, and he had testified he was the only one there, and that he said he saw a coyote, and he said he shot off into the distance to scare a coyote that was 10 feet away. You know, all this stuff, circumstantial as it is, it shows that there is a likelihood that the guy's lying. He's the only one there at the time. He's the shooter. The dog's gone. It's nowhere there. My wife heard the dog yell out. So it supports the claim that we had. Fast forward 1 year. Now we've got a lot more fenced-in area. Our dogs, our wolves, have a lot more area to run around and play. We've got latches. We've got a very nice, secure area. Come home to find out that one of the gates has been opened. The lock has been removed. Four of our wolf hybrids are out. My alpha male and three girls that... when you lose your alphas, the alpha in a wolf pack, they control everything. When you have an alpha pair, they self-regulate. You don't have to worry about indiscriminate breeding like you do in domestic dogs. So only the alpha pair will breed, and only when they know that they can breed and provide for them when there's food and so forth. So we never had to worry about overpopulation. Well, as soon as the alpha female is gone, boom, all these females want to become the new alpha, so everybody's in season. So we had a bumper crop that following year. Needless to say, someone came and opened the gate, and while we're out looking, the guy behind us, along with his buddy, shot one of our wolf hybrids, Brandy, a one-year-old female, with a 7mm Magnum and two 45 caliber rounds. She was standing 6 feet away from them. I won't show you the photos unless you really want, Vincent, but needless to say, a 65-pound wolf hybrid can be split in half by a 7mm Magnum round. The neighbor heard the shot, another neighbor. As I drove by, he told me about it. I went to investigate. They denied everything, and I called the police, the sheriff's department. They showed up. They said, well, just wait over there. Well, these were the buddies of the guys that are killing my dogs. And they came up with a plan. They devised a way that they could entrap me. So they refused to let me go get my dog. The guy that shot her, well, they both shot her, picked her up out of the ditch where they had thrown her to hide her. They admitted they wanted to hide her because, quote, they did not want a confrontation. There's no livestock that they're protecting. It's not even their property. They're on somebody else's property killing my dog. They picked her up and made sure I was watching. They're about maybe 100 yards away, and they threw her down on the back of the four-wheeler, and I can see her broken body spraying everywhere. They came up in front of me, and as he sat on his four-wheeler, he pulled up in front and said, get out of the way. I said, no, I'm going to take her and put her in my truck. You've done enough damage. He went forward abruptly and ran into my leg and knocked me off balance, and then he raged forward in front of me. And with every ounce of energy I had, I punched him right in his nose, knocked him back over his four-wheeler, broke his nose. And, of course, the cops grabbed me, and instead of just, as I wasn't resisting, handcuffing me if that's what they wanted, they proceeded to drag me about 40 yards over to a gravel driveway, knock me down and put their boot on the back of my neck and say, eat the gravel, as the other officer, who's probably about 300 pounds, very well built, steroid type, proceeded to do the full Nelson and try to break my arms out of socket. And, yeah, this is the way things happen in a backwoods mafia community. When you call for help, you call the people that are paid to help you to stop crime, they perpetrate crime. They devise a plan in which way to trap you. Now, did I have to swing at him? No, but when the guy runs into me with a four-wheeler and cuts my leg and raises up at me as if he's fixing to attack, that's the only thing I can think of, and I'm unarmed, and all I can do is defend myself as best I can. But I was charged, and ultimately the grand jury dismissed the charge. Then that same day, my alpha male, who was out, never returned. And that was a big part of my life with him. He was a very important part of our family. 2 days later, when I was released, I came home and was trying to find out how someone could have got on the property and opened the gate and removed the lock. And so we put all new locks on and did a lot of things. Got a call from the animal control. Animal control is regulated by the county executive. And this fellow calls and he says, "Well, Mr. Parsons, we need to come out there and look at your wolf hybrids and see if you got any wolves out there." And I said, "Well, sir, you wouldn't know how to tell the difference between a full-blooded wolf and a wolf hybrid because they virtually look the same." His response, "Oh, yeah, we have to cut their heads off and measure their brains." So this backwoods bumpkin, 80 IQ moron, is telling me he's wanting me to let him on my property to kill all of my pets, my family, in order to satisfy his curiosity if we have wolves. And I said, "If you come on my property, you're looking for trouble, you're going to get it. If you want a Ruby Ridge, bring it on." I was pissed. Well, they never showed up. I called the county attorney, and I said, "Look, what are you guys trying to do, start a war?" I said, "You know I'm Cherokee. You know I have a right to have these animals. I've had them forever. Leave me alone. My animals have harmed no one." And they backed off. There was a case where on the backside of our property, it's a large piece of property, it's a farm, I was doing some work, and along the gravel road, a fella blocked the road, started pointing guns at me and the workers that were with me. We called the sheriff's department. This entire county has maybe six squad cars. There were six squad cars that showed up. Everybody, they emptied the offices, everybody showed up. They took the guy's gun, and then they told me to leave my property. And as I'm explaining to them, this is my property, I have a right to be here, this fellow's brother shows up and points a gun at me and is fixing to shoot me. They finally stopped him, but they refused to arrest him. I went to the courthouse, and the judge told me that I needed to forget everything, that if I was to charge this guy, that they would also charge me with criminal trespass. Being on my own property is criminal trespass. And as he put it, "Mr. Parsons, these jails are dangerous places, and, you know, I can't guarantee your safety. You go in today, you might come out on Monday, you might not. So you need to think about that." So this judge is basically, through extortion and intimidation tactics, threatening me that I would be arrested if I pressed charges against his buddies. Now, this is a judge. It's well known locally that he's been arrested and spent time in the federal lockup himself for being found with large quantities of white powdery substance that it currently is a crime to own. And this is what they have running the county. They have drug heads and criminals. And so this was my motivation. There are several other incidences where we were threatened, and we decided, you know, we're going to fight. We're not going to run. We're not going to sell out. We're not going to give up our dream. We're going to stand and fight, and we're going to do it through the system. And I found the only solution was to eliminate the source of control and power, which was the county executive. And to look at all the different things, when I started peeling back that onion, I saw layer after layer after layer of just blatant corruption. And I realized, hey, I can get in here and do some things that will improve not only my life, but the lives of everybody else in the county. And it's really not that difficult, folks. It's really not. It doesn't take a certain level of sophistication to be able to be a county executive if you can do basic math. And if you have common sense and decency and value your rights and those of your neighbors, you'd be an excellent candidate for county executive. And so I ran. And the night of the election, I got a call from one of the volunteers saying, "Congratulations, Mike. You beat him in a landslide. You've got over 10,000 votes. He's got less than 2,000 votes, and they're trying to figure out what happened because they didn't see it coming." The next day, the local radio station said that the guy I ran against, the incumbent, that he won in a landslide, that he had the 10,000 votes, that I had less than 2,000 votes. And I called him and said, "Wait a minute. the local news station said the election returns from the election office showed I had 4,282 votes, but I had the 78% of the vote at early returns, and that it was my opponent who had right at 1,000. Oh, we don't know anything about that. These were official election returns being faxed to the TV station that they were broadcasting. Consequently, though, it was the only information that they sent that night. And because they were using the microvote smart card or microvote voting machines, electronic voting, I discovered that the person counting the votes turns out to be the manager of the election commission office. No big deal, right? Do you know who appoints the manager of the election commission office? The county executive. So the person that I was running against was the person who appointed the person counting the votes. I realized after talking to microvote, it was a very simple process to change the votes, that they could literally go in there and just pull it up and change it, print it out, and call that the official return. So I challenged the election. I filed a proper lawsuit on my own, had absolutely no help, couldn't find anybody in any party or any political arena that wanted to help clean up the corrupt voting system.
Mike Parsons, this is a sobering story. USAPrepares.com is where you're learning the truth. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, some of you may be thinking, what does this story that Mike Parsons is describing have to do with preparing? We need to understand how the system works, because if you do, you can prepare. If you don't know how the system works, you won't know what to prepare for. You know that we're preparing for natural and man-made events? Well, the man-made events include corruption at the town, county, state, and federal levels. And that's what we're talking about. A lot of people, including me, believe that our votes are manipulated. I believe that they may not even count. I believe that it may even be a charade. And here's what you're learning right now. You're learning that the vote was flipped. You're learning that the person that lost the election, the incumbent, was put right back in his seat as if he won the election. And all of the effort and the money and the support and the votes to elect Mike Parsons were overthrown. Didn't count. They were wasted. Mike, please continue.
I didn't even mention the fact that many of my campaign signs that I bought were removed by county officials, taken to the landfill, taken off of private property, that people who had them in their property properly positioned were threatened by county officials, that I paid a ton of money having a mail-out done to every household in the county, and half of those were thrown in the trash by the post offices, where I went by and observed trays and trays of my flyers days after they were to be delivered, laying on the floor, and then later observed them in the dumpster. And when I called the person over the post office, the inspector, to come out, they can conveniently waited several days, and then they had excuse after excuse as to why they couldn't do anything about it. So it goes deep and wide. While I'm challenging this in the court properly, I cited multiple cases of election fraud. A person who was on the ballot, a circuit court judge, stood in position as a chancery judge and dismissed my case. And I even had subpoenaed the smart cards, tabulating machines, and all the devices needed to determine if they had flipped the votes. He denied my subpoena. Now, this is a guy who's on the ballot, and I'm seeking to void the entire election. And in the event that I am successful, he would have had to have run for office again, potentially. And therefore, he had a financial interest. I appealed that. They didn't care. While I'm in the process of appealing this through the appellate courts of the state of Tennessee, the rubber stamp system as it is, a guy who lives down the road from me, who's a close personal friend of the guy I ran against for office, is cutting his grass, as he says. He said that he saw some of my wolf dogs on my property. He finished cutting the grass. He then went and put his lawnmower up, got his gun, walked to where he was at on someone else's property cutting grass, began shooting into the, quote, uninhabited wooded area across the street. That's the front of my property, where my animals were and my wife was. I'm yelling at this guy. I cross over out of the wooded area onto my neighbor's property where it's open, and I'm yelling at this guy to stop shooting. He proceeds to cross the street to get a better shot and continue shooting. He's got a Ruger 10/22 with a 30-round clip. I'm yelling at the guy. It's 6 o'clock, September 27th, 2007. Broad daylight. I'm wearing a white T-shirt. I'm easily seen. I'm yelling at the guy. He looks at me and continues shooting at my dogs. And Brandy, one of my wolf hybrids, who's about maybe 50 yards away from him, about 40 feet in front of my wife, who's standing in the tree line, hears my voice, and she begins running towards me. And you'll see a photo of her on my website, MikeParsons.org. But Brandy is running towards me, and this guy is shooting at her as she's running. The bullets are flying past my wife. They're flying past Brandy, and then they're flying past me. Well, I've had a weapons permit for many years. I was actually a special deputy for a time.
Mike, this is a cliffhanger. We're going to have to continue this on the other side. We're going into the top of the hour break class. Do you want to know what happened? I certainly do. Mike was shot at, so was his wife. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. This is USAPreparers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.